When there became a legal challenge to the 48-hour holds for ICE, it was very frustrating for us. So what I did is I invited ICE to put their officers in my jail so they're able to do their work. We didn't have the staffing to be able to help, you know, figure out who they wanted to talk to, who they didn't. I said, come on in, work with our people to keep our community safe. 2 weeks later, Mr. President, Kate Steinle was murdered.
Yeah.
Now, I wasn't the only sheriff to do that. Sheriff Youngblood did, Sheriff Christensen, and it was perfect because we didn't have to take our time with our staff to do anything. ICE was in there doing their work in a safe, controlled environment, and then the initiatives started happening, the Trust Act, the Truth Act, and finally SB 54, the Values Act. And that is causing us all kinds of turmoil. So here we are, stuck in the middle, trying to decide. We have federal law, we have state law, and that's why I welcomed Attorney General Sessions' lawsuit, because that will provide us clarity that we need and direction that we need. What do we do? Because here we are. And I appreciated Mr. Holman and the ICE. We had a great relationship. We still do. But now ICE is the only law enforcement agency that cannot use our databases to find the bad guys. They cannot come in and talk to people in our jail unless they reach a certain threshold. They can't do all kinds of things that other law enforcement agencies can do. And it's really put us in a very bad position. It's a disgrace.
And we're suing on that, and we're working hard, and I think it'll all come together. Because people want it to come together. It's so ridiculous. The concept that we're even talking about it is so ridiculous. We'll take care of it, Margaret.
Thank you. There can be an MS-13 gang member I know about. If they don't reach a certain threshold, I cannot tell ICE about them.
We have people coming into the country, or trying to come in. We're stopping a lot of them. But we're taking people out of the country. You wouldn't believe how bad these people are. These aren't people. These are animals. And we're taking them out of the country at a level and at a rate that's never happened before. And because of the weak laws, they come in fast. We get them. We release them. We get them again. We